Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Are you interested in playing, watching, or discussing all things cricket? Look no further than UBC's Cricket Club. Reach out to @AMSUBCCricketClub on Instagram to get connected today.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9, and we are broadcasting today from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. This is Love Notes. I'm Pika, the host, still missing my lovely co-host Naomi, and I'm excited to do probably one of the last episodes of Love Notes ever. So I'm really looking forward to this guest today. This is someone that I haven't seen for a long time, but that has been an important, cheerful friend for me at UBC. So we are, you know, we haven't seen each other for a long time. We want to catch up, but like Love Notes is the priority. So we're doing this episode first. We're going to focus in on this relationship that she's decided to feature, and then we'll catch up after. So, guest, you can go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sammy. Yes, Pika said we are longtime friends, and it has been like over a year since we've seen each other. So this is super special, and I'm really honored to be here today. And I'm really excited to be featured on the show. So thank you so much, Pika.
Of course. So could you tell us a bit about who you will be featuring for this Love Note?
Yes, absolutely. So this is for my good friend, Alex Barber Cross. We have been roommates for 3 years. We are no longer roommates now, but she's just someone really special in my life. We were friends since the start of COVID, so we kind of went through a lot together. So I thought this would be something really special for her to hear.
Yeah. And do you have like a musical relationship? Like, is there a reason why you thought of her when you found out that you'd be on Love Notes?
Yeah, absolutely. So music is something that I find truly really like personal and intimate. So it's something that I typically have a challenge to share with people. Mm-hmm. But Alex and I have always listened to music together, and it's just been something kind of key in our relationship. And there's a lot of songs that showcase milestones. So I think that's a really cool feature.
Nice.
For this. Yeah.
And so you're roommates. So how did you guys meet? Were you friends before?
So we had actually only met once before we moved in together. Yeah, so it was kind of interesting. There was four of us that lived together. Mm-hmm. So I was good friends with one of my other roommates, but Alex and I had just met once, and then her and I were the first two people to move in. And,
yeah. First pick of the bedrooms?
Yeah, actually, it worked out really good, really good. But yeah, we like hit it off instantly and just truly became like best friends right off the bat, and I have never been one to have like that close of friends so quick. So
yeah.
That was pretty special.
Nice. And in your household, was there often music playing? Like, where were you two listening to music together? Was it in the kitchen, in a car, everywhere?
Yeah, no, great question. We would listen to music in the kitchen often when we were cooking together. We would go on runs together, and there was, like, you could share audio, so we would listen to the same songs and jam together while we ran, and absolutely, car sing-alongs were a must-have. So, yeah, all of the above.
Amazing. Well, can you tell us about what your first song is for us today?
Yeah, absolutely. The first song today is Our Song by Taylor Swift.
A little known tune.
Yeah. Started off with a classic.
Nice. And why did you choose this song?
So this song is one of the milestone songs from our relationship. It kind of signifies the start of our friendship because during COVID, you couldn't really do anything or go anywhere. So as roommates, we kind of get into the car and just go on random drives. Mm-hmm. And this was always the song to play, and we would just be belting our little hearts out. So it's pretty awesome, and I thought it would be a really good start for,
nice.
For this.
Yeah. Well, let's plunge back into those memories.
I was riding shotgun with my hair undone in the front seat of his car. He's got a one-hand feel on the steering wheel, the other on my heart. I look around, turn the radio down. He says, baby, it's something wrong. I say nothing, I was just thinking how we don't have a song. And he says, our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking alley, tapping on your window when we're on. After everything that day had gone all wrong and been trampled on and lost and thrown away, got to the hallway, well on my way to my loving bed. I almost didn't notice all the roses and the note that said, our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking out late, tapping on your window when we're on the phone and you talk real slow. It's late and your mama don't know. Our song is the way you left the first date, man. I didn't kiss her and I should have. And when I got home, for I said amen, asking God if he could play it again. A window when we're on the phone and he talks real slow, 'cause it's late and his mama don't know. Our song is the way he left the first date, man. I didn't kiss him and I should have. And when I got home, for I said amen, asking God if he could play it again, play it again.
Really great start.
Thanks, Pika.
I don't know if anyone knows who Taylor Swift is, but she's this kind of like underground artist.
She's pretty low key right now.
Yeah.
No one really knows about her.
No one really knows. Where is she at? Who's she dating?
Who knows?
We have had, I think, one other roommate feature on Love Notes before. And one of the things that we talked about then was kind of how, like, roommate relationships can kind of be different from friendships because you see each other, like, at, you know, first thing in the morning when you're before coffee or, like, when you're stressed about exams, stuff like that. And I'm kind of wondering, like, how did, like, living with Alex after meeting her once, like, do you think that made your relationship, like, progress quickly or differently?
I would say absolutely, for sure, especially given it was right, like, in the September of 2020. So it was kind of COVID has already been happening, and we hadn't been able to do too much. So we were truly just home 24/7. And being with someone for that long, typically you can really easily get on each other's nerves.
Yeah.
But I think, like, with Alex specifically, we were able to really kind of communicate with each other and understand each other, which helped a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think had you not lived together, you wouldn't have even noticed those little things that each other does because it just wouldn't see it, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, it definitely makes it progress a lot faster and just spending that much more time together where it's like your unfiltered self, you know? You're fully just you're at home, that's your space. And yeah, it's really cool to see different people in that element with them.
Yeah. And what were like some things that you guys would do to like support each other, like especially during COVID? Like, did you have any like traditions or anything like that to kind of like keep the group cohesive?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. To be honest, it was just a lot about like open communication. So less about like, oh, actually, no, wait, we did have a little tradition. So something we would do is we'd all be home, and rather than having everyone cook different meals, like, all the time, we would actually do every single roommate would cook with one other roommate once a week.
Oh.
So it kind of worked out perfect, and then the one day we, all four of us, would cook together.
Yeah.
And it was just really special, because then you had some special, like, one-on-one time with who you were cooking with, and then everyone got to eat together.
Yeah.
And it really just gave a family feel, so it felt like you had a full family and you were just open with each other because you were, you weren't roommates, you were family.
Yeah. And then after COVID, like, did it change like the types of things that you like to do together? Like once you could go out into the real world?
Yeah. So it's real world. It definitely changed a lot because you start to see different hobbies and like habits that people had prior to just being stuck at home.
Yeah.
So it definitely became a lot more work for the like relationships. And it's funny talking about roommate versus friend. When you are able to leave the house, sometimes it's almost harder to be a roommate and a friend because you see them at your home, so you don't really plan extra time together.
Yeah.
And that's when you realize
so true
that that is
you
like
take
so
them
key.
For granted, just like family.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the truth to it, right? Like your roommates always become family regardless of scenario. So
Well, can you tell us a little bit about the next song and the reason that you chose it?
Absolutely. I would love to. So the next song is The Fighter by Gym Class Heroes. So this song for Alex and I don't even know if Alex will remember this story, but we did a road trip back together to her family's home to return her car. And on that trip, she showed me everything, like her old school, like her old house, like everything. And we were doing a drive by the old pool that she used to have swim competitions at.
Yeah.
And she told me that every time she was there, she would have her headphones in and would be playing this exact song. So I love that. And it was just a really special memory for us.
Yeah.
Because I really got to meet her entire family. And it really just brought us to a whole other level of friendship. Mm-hmm. And it was really special.
Is this a different trip than the one where you went camping? Or is this the same?
We've done two camping trips. Yeah.
Okay.
So this is, this was the one where it was just Alex and I. So that was pretty special.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to this swim club hype up song.
Oh, cannot wait.
Girl, just waking up in the morning in the be well. Quite honest with you, I ain't really sleep well. You ever feel like your train of thought's been derailed? That's when you press on, lean in. Half the population just waiting to see me fail. Yeah, right, you better off trying to freeze hell. Some of us do it for the females, and others do it for the retail. But I do it for the kids, life through the tower in on. Every time you fall, it's only making your chin strong. And I'll be in your corner like Nick, baby, till the end. And when you hear a song from that big lady, until the referee rings the bell, until both your eyes start to swell, until the crowd goes home, what we gonna do, y'all?
Give them hell. for rock bottom, Loserville, nothing town. Textbook version of a kid going nowhere fast. And now I'm yelling, kiss my ass. It's gonna take a couple right hooks, a few left jabs, for you to recognize you really ain't got it bad. Until the referee rings the bell. Until both your eyes start to swell. Until the crowd goes home.
Okay, I'm feeling really hyped. I'm ready to like swim my little heart out now.
So good. I'm glad.
Thank goodness. So I feel like you're a very loving person. Like you show your love for people all the time. I've always felt very loved in this friendship. And of course, I feel like on Love Notes, we haven't talked about love languages for a while because Naomi is our love languages gal and she's in England. So I'm going to ask, what is your love language and what do you think Alex's is and are they compatible?
Oh my goodness. Okay, this is a really great question. So actually, I hadn't even known about love languages until Alex. So Alex taught me what love languages are. Alex's love language is gift giving, which I like didn't really understand until she explained it to me. And it's actually super thoughtful. It's just like knowing someone really puts thought and consideration into something and they want to give it to you because just like that's how they show their love. So I thought that was super special.
Yeah, it makes sense. Like, I guess like to give a good gift, you have to know the person pretty well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I would say my love language is definitely acts of service.
Mm-hmm.
I actually didn't really know it before. And then everyone's like, no, it's definitely acts of service. I was like, you are so right. You are so right. Like, I just find it's really special when people like know you so well that they want to do something for you and they truly just appreciate you as a person. And they know what you like and don't like. And they help kind of guide you through that by doing acts of service.
Yeah.
So I think it's super special.
So does it mean, like, Alex shows her love to you by gift giving? Is that what you mean?
Alex is kind of both, actually. Okay. So it's all about, it's, like, giving and receiving gifts.
Okay.
And actually, I think this would be something really cool for Alex to know, too, is when people ask me, what's the best gift you've ever been given?
I was
going
to ask.
Yeah. I knew it. And my answer is always like, I would start by saying, it might sound silly, but it's a deck of cards. And that deck of cards is cards with drawings of all of the local hikes in BC. And they're all drawn by an Indigenous artist. And it was just super special to me because I love to play cards.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of my favorite things to do. And I really like to hike. And I really value Indigenous culture here.
Yeah.
And so Alex actually gave me that deck of cards, and it was, like, really special, and to me it was just really profound that she thought about me with these cards and, like, got these cards for me, so, yeah, that's really
amazing.
Special. Yeah.
Well, I hope that at the end of this, Alex says, the best gift I've ever received is definitely the love note that Sammy and Pika made together for me.
Oh, that would
That's
be
That's what
so
I'm
special.
Gunning for.
Me too. That would be my life complete, like, life goal.
And so can you tell us about the third song?
Well, absolutely. Honestly, this conversation ties in super well.
What a coincidence. It's almost like we planned it behind the scenes.
The next song is Inda Club by 50 Cent. Because actually, this song was played for me every year we lived together at midnight on my birthday to signal it is the start of my birthday day.
And was that for all the roommates, or was this like your specific birthday song?
It was for all of the roommates.
Okay.
But for me, like, I feel like this song is really valuable for Alex specifically, because talk about gift giving, I think she gave me the gift of my birthday every year, because she would always plan out a full day for me. Like, aww, birthdays never meant anything to me before. It was just a day. But Alex made me look forward to my birthday every year, because she would be so thoughtful in planning out activities I have been wanting to do, or like going to restaurants I wanted to try. Hmm. And so it was just genuinely like super special.
Yeah.
And I have never felt so content than like on my birthday.
Yeah.
And I was just like not even doing anything special, but just like being with everyone.
Yeah.
Like, really, truly made me feel so loved and so special. And like, just happy about life.
Yeah.
So this song really just shows the start of me loving my birthday. And yeah, so I think it's a pretty awesome song. Go, 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 shawty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a card like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the X. I'm getting to taking drugs. I'm into having sex. I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug. Get into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the X. I'm getting to taking drugs. I'm into having sex. I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug. Get into getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's 29s in the club. Niggas heard I fuck with Dre. Now they wanna show me love. When you sell like Eminem and the hoes, they wanna fuck. But homie, ain't nothing changed. Hold down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cut. They nigga roll that weed up. Roll that. Watch how I move. You mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, in the LA, they saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, the niggas to tell you I'm loco. When the plan is to put the rap game in the choke. I'm full of focus, man. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal, and I'm still in the grind. Now shorty says she feeling my style, she feeling my flow. A girl from Woody, they buy, and they ready to go. I'm in the club. Bottle full of bub, look, mommy, I got the head, sip it in to take the drug. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. You can find me in the club. Bottle full of bub, look, mommy, I got the head, sip it in to take the drug. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. My flow, my show brought me the dough. That brought me all my fancy things. My crib, my cars, my clothes, my shoes. Look, nigga, I done came up and I ain't changed. And you should love it way more than you hate it. Nigga, you mad? I thought that you'd be happy I made it. I'm that cat by the bar, toasting to the good life. You that faggot ass nigga tryna pull me back, right? My junk get the bumping in the club, it's on. I'm with my eye at your bitch, if she smiles, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. They're talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what banks for me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. If niggas hate to let them hate, them watch the money pile up. Or we can go upside the head with a bottle of bull. Then the way we fucking be. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head, sip it in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head, sip it in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. Don't try to act like you don't know where we be, neither, nigga. We in the club all the time, nigga. It's a problem, pop off, nigga.
Okay, so we've gotten a little insight into what your birthday looked like every year. You know, you guys all huddled around a phone, like, dancing away to this song.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
But that's kind of like a whole roommate tradition. I'm kind of wondering, like, are there other songs, you know, like that swim club song, that are, like, really near and dear to you and Alex?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know how I said that when we ran together, we'd always listen to music?
Yeah.
So once Alex starts to listen to this, there is going to be one song she's going to be expecting to hear.
Yeah.
And that is going to be this coming song. We would listen to it every time we went running together, mm-hmm. and we would share audio, so every time it would turn on, we would look at each other.
Yeah.
And no matter where we were, we would instantly start dancing like crazy while running and like running backwards and like moving. And it was just so funny and awesome.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Without even like needing to communicate in words.
Yeah, exactly. We'd just be lip syncing this song. It was just like
That's so sweet.
Yeah, so deep. So it's pretty special. So this song is Celebrity Status by Mariana's Trench.
I hope that Alex was dancing and jogging backwards as she listened to that last song.
Me too, and like just rattling any room that she might be in.
I hope she's in public, like she's in IKB right now, like.
Yeah, and I'm not there, so it's not even like a duo. It's just like
no,
a solo.
It's just weird. It's only cute when it's two people. You know, when it comes to different types of relationships, we want different things. And we've had lots of different types of relationships on Love Notes, from romantic ones to family ones, but we have a friendship here. And I'm wondering, what are some things that you look for in a friend? Or, you know, recognizing that friendships can look different, like, what are some things that you really value about your friendship with Alex?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one thing with Alex is a lot about consideration, like, and it goes both ways, and it's actually just being fully considerate of someone's thoughts and feelings and behaving in a way to be considerate and thoughtful of how they're feeling and to kind of just react in a way to help them. So I think that is really meaningful. And also just listening in a way that you aren't listening to respond. You're just listening to listen, and truly, like, you're not judging anything anyone has to say. So like with Alex specifically, like, I tell her everything. Like, I leave out no detail. And she always just makes me feel super safe and comfortable to share. And I think that is one of the things I value most about Alex.
Yeah. So it sounds like there's a real trust component.
Yeah. Very genuine. And I think, actually, I found this song, and when I listen to the song, it really makes me, like, think about her, because just through the words, you'll come to see it's about, like, a person who can make you feel comfortable and safe.
Yeah.
And the song is actually called My Home. And so for Alex, I would say she's my home, because she makes me feel safe and comfortable in a way that I can just share absolutely anything, no matter what it's about, without feeling judged or anything. So it's really special.
Before we listen, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think that, like, the comfort and homeness that you feel with Alex is something that has been in place since day one, or something that's grown over time?
Funny question, actually, because when I think about it, I would say she's from the start. Like, I have a lot of friends who, like, emulate the same feeling, and I think it grows over time. But with Alex specifically, I can still remember, because, like I said, we had only met once. But her, like, none of her furniture had come in yet. So when it was just the two of us, we ended up having, like, a sleepover for the first week. And so it was funny. Like, we're having our first sleepover, and it's like, I don't know how much of the bed you need. And it's like, I don't. This is, like, weird. But we already were, like, super open and just, like, talking about everything. So, yeah, she was right from the get-go.
Yeah. And I've only met Alex once, but I feel like when I did, it was, like, the night when we went on the hunt for, like, espresso martinis, and she was, like, really into espresso martinis.
Yes.
But I feel like she was, like, I just got the impression that she was, like, so attentive to her friends, so kind, like, really wanting to, like, explore new things with other people and to, like, involve other people. It was really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Really special.
Okay. So we're listening to My Home by either The Change or AWIN.
Oh, the debacle between Apple Music and Spotify.
Yeah. Alex can settle it. Whichever one she has, that's the artiste. Here we go.
My home has beautiful eyes, the cutest nose, the prettiest smile. My home, like starry nights, is short and high and sometimes bites. My home has got a couple windows to my soul. My home somehow makes me feel so whole. My home feels like gold. My home will ever be a place. My home has the most beautiful face. My home, you're my home. You're the one who makes me feel like a child. You're the one who always makes me smile. My home, you're my home. I won't let you go. I feel so safe, no worries now. You are my home. Do you even know? 'Cause when I fall, you catch me somehow. I'll give my all. I'll love you real loud. My home will ever be a place. My home has the most beautiful face. My home, you're my home. You're the one who makes me feel like a child. You're the one who always makes me smile. My home, you're my home. I won't let you go.
My home, my home, my home. You're my home. My home,
So at this point, how long have you known Alex?
I guess it would be going on 6 years.
Wow. So, you know, approaching a decade because we're old enough now. We're old enough now that we can speak in terms of decades.
So true.
So it's been 6 years. Surely there are some things that you have learned from Alex. Could you tell us about them?
Yes, absolutely. Oh my goodness. There's so many things I've learned from Alex. I feel like I was so naive coming into second year. I knew like literally nothing. We can be as simple as Alex taught me all the different kinds of coffee. Mm-hmm. I didn't know coffee and espresso were two different kinds of coffee. So I now know that. So I actually started to make coffee every day after because Alex was like, here's how you do it. And I was like, cool. I'm now a coffee drinker. Officially.
So you didn't even drink coffee before?
No, I didn't even drink coffee
so
before.
So she introduced you to the miracle of caffeine.
Yeah, and I woke up and I was like, wow, this is what it feels like to be awake every morning. which is like just kind of fun and silly.
Yeah.
But another thing that I don't think Alex even actually realizes is she taught me to appreciate art and to enjoy being creative.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, I would never do anything that required any kind of creative thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, genuinely, anytime I'd get, like, a sticker book as a kid, I would make my sisters put the stickers on it because I wanted them to be perfect.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I never did anything myself. Like, yeah. It was just not who I was. And Alex was like, no, just paint whatever you want. Like, draw lines and it's art. Like, do what you want.
Yeah.
So the first ever, like, paint night I ever did was with Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty special because now I actually really like to paint and it's one of my favorite pastimes.
Yeah.
So that's all thanks to Alex. And Alex also had, like, crocheted. And I was like, why would I ever want to learn to crochet?
Yeah.
I don't get it. But now I'm crocheting, and I really like it. So it just always makes me think back to Alex. Like,
yeah.
Any creative outlet I have, I always think back to
yeah.
Alex, which is pretty special.
And it's interesting what you said about, like, wanting it to be perfect. Like, do you feel like she helped you realize that, like, being creative could be something that is just, like, fun and relaxing and, like, that it doesn't need to have, like, a product that's perfect at the end?
Yeah, exactly. And you don't even have to have something in mind before you start. Like, Alex is like, I just like this color. I'm going to make the whole background this color and let's go with that.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, you can just do that? Like, that's kind of cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So coffee, art, and then you also mentioned birthdays. So are you, like, celebrating your birthday more now than before or celebrating other people's birthdays?
Yeah, absolutely. I, because of how special of a day Alex has made it for me, I want to give that to other people too, because a lot of people don't think anything much of your birthday,
mm-hmm.
but really it's like the one day that I feel like it's actually totally okay to have everyone kind of excited for you and like just wanting to be there for you and do things for you. Because I think a lot of, like, myself included and a lot of my friends are the kinds of people that don't like having things done for them because they feel like kind of some form of guilt, even though it's their friends. Like, you're like, I shouldn't let you do that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of giving you that day to actually say, no, it's okay. And actually, I am just appreciative and, like, kind of having that different sentiment towards it, which is pretty special.
Yeah. I think it is hard in university for people to spend time doing things for others sometimes because it's like, you're already really busy, like, trying to do so many things for yourself. And it's supposed to, and I don't know, I am glad that you got to experience that and that, like, the people in your life, like, made you feel special instead of, like an inconvenience or something, you know? Like, it's nice that Alex was like, no, like, I'm gonna do this for you. Like, you're a special person and, like, this is a day when I can show you. So thanks, Alex, for doing that for our Sammy girl. So we are heading into our second last song. So could you tell us a bit about it and why you chose it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the next song is By and By by Camp. This song, I think, is just like a really reflective song and really makes you look back on your life and just process different things. And Alex and I actually used to listen to this song anytime we would go on our car rides together, like typically hiking or camping.
Mm-hmm.
It was called our granola playlist.
Yeah.
Wow. Very cool. But this song specifically, kind of, I really looked back and when I was making this for Alex, I kind of realized a lot of the influence she's had on me and, like, what she's taught me. And, like, one thing that really kind of has stuck out to me was one time Alex told me, Alex would never let me, like, get away with anything. She's like, no, you were doing that. Like, this is what you just did. Like, process what you did. Like, why did you do this?
But gotta have friends like that.
Exactly. But it was, Alex would always tell me that I always behave in a way and make decisions based on everyone else. Mm-hmm. So I try to always do what I think will make everyone else happy. And Alex showed me that oftentimes when I do that, I'm actually leaving a lot of people not happy anyways. And then myself is just, like, worn out. Mm-hmm. So that I need to start making decisions based on myself and less about other people. So it's like, okay, what do I want to do? And, like, just continue to do that, and hopefully that you behave in a way that still makes those people happy.
Yeah.
I don't know if that made any sense.
It makes sense.
At the time it made sense, and I'm, like, trying to reword it. It's like, this doesn't sound make sense.
And so do you feel like now you are, like, more aware if you're, like, having a people-pleasing moment? And
I think a little bit. I mean, like, I am who I am, so, like, yeah. I'm never really fully going to change.
Always a people person.
Yeah. But I definitely, like, if I'm having, like, a long day and I have plans, I will, like, be open and honest with that person and say, like, I really want to see you, but I'm actually just, like, really worn out today and I just don't have it in me to go and do this extra thing. And I think for me that's already hard because I feel really bad and I don't want to be the person that, like, cancels all the time. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm kind of, like, being okay with doing that.
Yeah.
So I think that's a big change.
Amazing. So we can reflect on that as we listen to By and By by Camp.
Driving through West Virginia, and I've seldom been thinner. With that chip on my shoulder, and this past year I got so much older. Looking back over my life, spent the most of it tongue-tied, and I wish I'd had more time listening to you speak your mind. Now I'm thinking about it every day on my mind, a typical way. Are you a life force? Thinking about it every day on my mind, a typical way. Are you a life force? Drinking coffee black as iron, and I couldn't be much higher without falling out of my chair. I've been so numb for so many years. Now I'm thinking about it every day on my mind, a typical way. Are you a life force? Thinking about it every day on my mind, a typical way. Are you a life force? And it's so easy to be blinded by the light, to feel lonely in the night. And it's blowing in the breeze, babe. I got dust in my eyes and rust in my mind. I'll be home come next spring. Won't you say you love me later, by and by? Looking back over my life, spent the most of it tongue tied, pulling my belt tight. It's just me and the stars tonight. Two fingers and a tight line, keep my head above the alpine. Just wish I'd spend more time listening to her speaker mind, thinking about every day on my mind a typical way. Are you a life force? Thinking about every day on my mind a typical way. Are you a life force? Thinking about every day on my mind a typical way. Are you a life force? Thinking about every day on my mind a typical way. Are you a life force for me?
Beautiful song. I feel very calm and I'm craving granola. But I think you've structured this very beautifully, because that last song was about looking back, and, you know, I won't spoil what the next song is, but I think it's all about looking forward in this friendship and this relationship, especially now that you're not roommates anymore and, you know, graduation and whatnot. As is Love Notes tradition, I would like to invite you to speak to Alex directly, you know, can say hello, Alex, and it'll be right in her ear holes and it'll be so intimate for her. But you can say whatever you want. And then when you're done, you can tell us what the last song will be and why you picked it.
Hi, Alex. I really hope you've been enjoying listening to this and it has you reflecting on our friendship as well and appreciating just what we have and how special it is. I just wanted to let you know how meaningful your relationship and friendship has been for me. And right from the get-go, you truly have just meant a lot to me, and you continue to mean a lot to me. And I just thought this would be something special for you, so you can like listen back and remember those fond memories as well, and to now have the chance to look forward and all of the new memories that we're going to continue to make together. Regardless of where we are, what we're doing, we will always have each other. And I think that ties really well into me talking about the last song that I have for you today, which is called Graduation by Benny Blanco and Juice WRLD. This song really just has me reflecting on, as Pika had mentioned, actually looking forward. Yes, because we're no longer roommates and we don't see each other as often at all, but I just want you to know that regardless of where I am or what I'm doing, you're always in my thoughts, and I think about you a lot. So even if I don't see you a lot, it doesn't mean that I don't still value you and that you are still, like, my person, you know, my home. So I just want you to know that we will still be friends forever, and I can't wait to see what the future has for us after our graduation.
Math class. all the people who ain't like me, I ain't like me either. And my class was having kids, guess we had that jungle fever. I was waiting for my graduation, growing impatient. What I didn't know was this grown up world was just cool in a blown up world. There's still gossip, there's still drama, there's still problems. There's a right and there's a wrong. There's still people that I think won't love me till I'm gone. Low key missed the days walking around in my school.
Not even pretty. Have you seen how much makeup she wears? And by the way, she facetunes her pictures so much. I honestly think she bought her followers. She barely gets any likes anyway. And you want to know the craziest part about all of it?
What?
She doesn't even have any idea her boyfriend's been cheating on her this entire time.
That's the end of another episode of Love Notes. I'm really thankful to Sammy for coming on, and I hope that Alex enjoys it a lot. Love Notes will be coming to an end pretty soon. We probably have only like one or two more episodes left, but it's been really fun and I will really miss it. So thank you for tuning in to CITR 101.9. Thanks for listening to Love Notes, and see you again in 2 weeks, Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older. But you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to The Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today. Plus jokes and riddles. All sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything.
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Yeah.
UBC Medicine Learning Network presents on CITR Radio. You're listening to the UBC Medicine Learning Network.
This podcast was recorded on the traditional ancestral